Hello and welcome to Pro U Podcast episode number 468. I am grateful. Super, super pumped. I'm always excited to kind of do the year in review, and I look back and I'm like, you know, I always was. I was like, well, every year was good. I was like, I was always kind of, you know, here's the highlight reel of the year. It was easy to see the good and point that out. Now, this was like the craziest year ever, because one of the sticky notes I wrote is the most challenging year, especially financially, and the most rewarding year. And then the quote that hit me, spun my head around, was sometimes the bad that happens in your life places you directly on the path where some of the best things in your life will happen. And I went, Zen's two knee surgeries. Exactly. Boom. Ba-da-da-da-da. And then getting through it, feeling the unconditional love, that's what I thought was the win. That's what was kind of keeping me sustainable. Like, now I have this certain amount of, like, a level of knowledge where I'm just going to stay there. There's not really the word bad. It's like, well, uncomfortable, unplanned, yes, but not bad, because look what I received from this unfortunate, unplanned, unexpected, uncomfortable event. So the perspective shift, I'm looking at life different, I'm feeling it differently, and I'm going, it's sustainable, and I'm like, okay. But then there was even more, and that's what you're going to have to listen to find out. But it was like the gift that I received in December for like the whole year. Like, you know, how did you and Zen do? Well, here's your reward. And completely blew me away, completely amazed me. And it was just like, I'm sitting here the last week going, I'm just, it's all I've said. I'm thankful. That's how I started the podcast. I'm thankful. That's how I got here. I'm thankful. And the power of gratitude. And again, this was a week or two ago, and that's all I was thinking about. It's like, I'm just grateful. And I wrote it down. I am grateful. Like, that's the title. 2023. What's the year end last episode's title? I am grateful. That's what it's going to be. And then on November 14th, I have the best day of the year. And I'm going to leave it with that. You got to listen. I hope you are well. Again, I know this type of time of year is, you know, challenging for a lot of folks. So I hope you're managing your path well. You're deeming yourself worthy. You're making choices, you know, good choices. Kick the bad out of your head. Welcome the good. Focus on the good. Focus on the donut, not the hole. Anyone needs to chat, I'm here. Anyone got questions, has anything to share, interested in online training, now is the time. I'm on fire. Feel great. Love helping people. Would love to just, you know, be that someone that just helps you feel that, you know what, you're not alone in this. And this guy's walked out of the cave, out into the sun. He's been doing it a long time, and now he's helping people. He's helped others. He could help me. If he helped himself, he could help me. So thank you, thank you, thank you to all you listeners for another year of, you know, you staying committed, staying in the, you know, listening pool, maintaining the body of my, you know, because again, without you guys, who's going to have a podcast? So thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. Shout out to Nico. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being the best producer ever, and my good friend that I'm just thankful to have, and thankful for all you do, Nico. So enjoy this, and have a great end of the year, and we'll see you next year. Enjoy. Hello, and welcome to the last episode of Pro U Podcast for 2023. Pretty stoked to record this one for a few reasons. But one, I always remembered, like, oh, when I was doing like every Thursday, it was like when I got to the end, I was like, oh, I can almost do that, which is off the cuff. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, just think back on the year and share. You know what I mean? It's like the highlight reel. So it's always kind of fun to do that. And, you know, I'm pretty much a reflective dude now. So to look back on the year and record it and share it, this is kind of funny, but just knowing how good I feel, it's like, all right, here, you know, if I didn't have, if I was sad and lonely and depressed, you know, I don't have a whole lot of water for y'all to come by when you come to my well. But it's not how you start the year. It's not how you are halfway through the year. How you end the year. And just like, you know, what I'm going to get into, you know, in a big, big way. You know, just pushing the point of being present. You know, one day, you know, today. That's what you're going to focus on. You know, just today. That's what you, all you're going to do. And then you just slowly build on that. But then you look back on those days that you, you know, kind of created. And you know you're better. And, you know, you've got data, which I'm going to share in a moment. So, again, it's just to be, you know, closing 2023 just about, you know, a month away from, you know, podcasts, then being 9, and then 3 months-ish, I'll be 59. So, again, to be here right now with everything that's going on, I'm like, high five. High five, Tom. Way to go. So the biggest thing, you know, I was just thinking so much post Zen second knee surgery in October. Like I just had this, you know, emotional shift and it became peaceful and quiet. And I was like, okay, like didn't know that. Now I do. That really helped. Didn't realize that was going to happen. And it was just the unconditional love. It was the support. It was, you know, the abundance of financial support from, you know, people I don't talk to, some I don't know, I've never met. And it was just this, hey, you know, that's kind of the fruits of your labor. You've walked a path, and when you needed something, this is, you know, here's some of the seeds that you've planted. So it was so rewarding and so wonderful. And also, I was like, okay, wait a minute. Okay, this was a bad thing. Zen knee surgery, you know, the money. The second one in 5 months, twice the money. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, it was just on paper. You know, if you went back to me, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, here's what this 1 year is going to look like. You'd be like, wow, I am hoping I, you know, survive that year. If I get through that year, and I'm not surviving, I'm thriving, you know, completely. And then probably a month ago right now, I mean, it's, you know, again, last week, 2 weeks of December, halfway through December, a little bit past halfway through December, and I'm looking back, and I get this quote. I'm sorry, I read this quote, and maybe just instantly, you know, immediately look back, and the quote is, sometimes the bad that happens in your life puts you directly on the path of some of the best moments you'll ever experience. And I was just like, boom. I've never had a quote just hit me in such a, just, you know, 2020 vision, you know, the most clarity I've ever had. It was like, yeah, you and Zen are going to go through 2 knee surgeries in 5 months for $12,000. Like, you just couldn't paint a picture where I was like, you know what? I bet there's some good hidden in there. Again, it would be like, wow, if you just got through it somehow, if you just survived that, that would be great. It's like, yeah, I thrived. And I read that quote, and I love it. You know, again, I am kind of, dude, I'm, you know, I'm reading more, but I'm not well-read. I'm not really, you know, big brain kind of dude. So when I'm kind of fumbling my way through life, and then I hear a podcast, or I read a book, and from a, you know, an intelligent, highly educated, well-paid professional, and it's similar to what I'm experiencing, or the choices I'm making, or my understanding, I'm like, great. It's just, again, it's like a high five. Like, yeah, keep doing what you're doing. And I'm like, okay, this is super, super cool. So I'm just kind of stuck in a great way, where I'm like, I stayed that way. I mean, as soon as I got the first morning, I got up and I'm like, what if there's no donations? And it was just like this moment of going, wow, that would pretty much tell you what people thought of you, because I just posted it the night before. And I got to open up my email inbox and it was just donation, 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 donation. I started scrolling down and I don't know how many there were, 10 or so. And I got to 6 and I was just like crying. Like I was so overwhelmed that anybody responded. And then it was a lot. And it was already a lot of money. And I was like, and that was, you know, overnight. You know, I posted it at 6 o'clock p.m. And this was, you know, 6 a.m. the next morning, you know, 12 hours. And it was just this, I'd never felt that. I mean, it sounds weird, but it was just, I felt loved. I just felt like an overwhelming, like my heart overfloweth. And I'm not a dude that's really ever experienced that in that way. And again, I'm a different dude now. I walk the earth differently. I think differently. I feel differently. Everything about me is differently. So I was highly aware and present when I felt all that good. So I was like, well, was it bad? What is bad? I mean, if I look back going, what was bad? It was like, okay, things in my life that were unplanned, uncomfortable, you know? And it's like, well, how did those work out? Well, I got through them. I got stronger. I got better. I learned. And I'm like, so it's like the word bad just shifted. You know, again, there's that saying I've shared so many times about the dude in the village, and something happens and all the villagers run to the, you know, the dude in charge and go, oh, A happened. This is bad. And he goes, we'll see. And the next day they all run back going, oh, you're kidding. It's B. It wasn't A. It was B. And he's like, well, we'll see. So it was just that, wow, to get to that place where, again, a quote I love, you don't mind what happens. I just sat there like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks after, and I'm like going, I feel the same. And I'm like, I'm not trying. I'm not like getting up every morning, okay, remember what you felt. This is what you wrote down. Put this in your head. I'm just like going, I just feel good. And this is a sticky note. I just wrote the same. Like I started just telling people, hey, how you doing? The same. I didn't say it a lot to people because then I got to explain it out, but especially to Scott. And he even texts me back one day. I go, hey, how you doing? And he goes, the same. And I just laughed out loud because it was like cool that he had picked up on, oh, I'm gonna say that thing that Tom says. But when I told him that, I feel the same. I go, I think out everything. I don't just wing, you know, I'm a thinker. You know, everything's got a story. And I was like, the ability to say the same, you know, is like going, hey, I'm consistent in how I feel in the space between my ears. And I'm like, that just sounds fantastic right now. And I understand it. And I mean it. And I'm doing it. So to just go, hey, how you doing? And go, honestly, earnestly, authentically, the same. And be like, wow. And do you know what the same means? It's the best I've ever felt. And I've felt this way for a couple of months now. And I'm completely aware that it's sustainable. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to feel good because no bad's going to happen. I don't know. Bad's coming. And I keep reiterating this because I'm, you know, talking to clients and I'm all fired up. And I'm like, look, I know bad's coming. And when that bad comes, you will know it. You'll see it in my face. You'll hear it in my voice. You know what I mean? I'm not impervious to that. But how I'm going to handle it, who I'm going to decide to be in that moment, that's where you'll see the new me. That's where you'll see the difference. Again, that's the place you want to be. I know bad is coming, but because I've made the choices I've made, I become the version I am. Therefore, I know I'm going to handle it A, differently than I would have in the past, B, better. Done. Okay, there it is. So, I mean, you know, again, I remember for 50 years what consume the space between my ears. Now it's like, hey, Tom, if this happens or this happens, this is what you're going to do. If it really is, you know, A, then you're going to do this. If it's B, you're going to do this. And then you know, because it's up to you what you're going to do, you know, and you're feeling bad. Why? Well, you're letting those thoughts in your head. You don't want to feel that? Get those thoughts out of your head. You want to feel better? Pick a thought that makes you feel good. There's the donut. There's the hole. There's not a donut without a hole. There's not life without suffering. What do you focus on? Suffering or the joy, the love, the special moments. And it just felt like that just shifted. Like, two and two is four. I've used that analogy a bunch. Like, I'm not looking for the fancy definition, the most amazing equation that you know, I somehow calculated to figure out this divine path. I'm like, no, just I want to find out when it falls into place. I'm like, cool, good, that's better, cool, that's all I need. 2, 2, 4, good, done, running. And that's what I meant. Like, it's sustainable. Like, but has anything like horribly uncomfortable and unplanned happened since Zen's knee surgery? I'm like, well, no, but, you know, we're in December. And then had 2 knee surgeries this year. And, you know, I had some car things. And then I had a client gone for over a month. So there's nothing, oh, this was perfect. This was wonderful. This was easy. You know, there's, you know, again, that whole end of the year. And I do the gratitude gifts for, you know, clients and friends. And I'm like, yeah, that, I don't have that kind of cash this time of year because of what had happened. So again, I'm just painting the picture. I was like, oh, it turned out to be this wonderful year, therefore I'm doing good. No, bad happened. What I would have referred to in the past, or anyone would refer to as bad. You know, the thing you love the most gets hurt. Your best friend Zen, then it's a bunch of money, and then it happens again in 5 months. You know what I mean? That's, you know, there's your definition of bad. And it's like, yeah, but I'm this way right now. You know, I'm this version of me. Somehow, some way, by my time, effort, energy, what I focused on, I've evolved into this version of me where I know what I feel. I know exactly what I felt for 48 years, exactly what was in my head. It's not foreign to me. It's not like, I can't really remember what that felt. No, I know exactly what my childhood was like and what everything else was like since then. And that's why I recognize the shift, the change, and how much it's different, and how much better my experience is. And again, it's not because I got stuff. Everything worked out how I wrote it down. Now I feel good. Nope. Didn't get a bunch of stuff I wanted. Didn't get a bunch of stuff I worked for. A bunch of stuff didn't work out that just I lost interest or walked away from. And, you know, it wasn't like, oh, I'm headed to that goal, that end place. There's my destination. It's like, nope. I just got to get better. I just got to get better. I just got to get better. Oh, it's on me. Oh, this, I'm doing that. Oh, that's my thing. Oh, I got to let go of that. Oh, I'm attached to that. Oh, that's my problem too. On me. On you. On you. It's on you. It's on you. It's on you. And I had a big client, you know, that had kind of a big, you know, disappointment, a big, you know, loss, a big, you know, a thing to kind of grieve about happen. When this type of year is typically challenging for him because of what he's gone through in the past. So I'm like, I get it. You feel like a 6 out of 10. I get it. I hope everybody gets it. But now who are you going to be? Because if you're going to go, oh, I feel like this, therefore I'll eat badly, therefore I won't move, therefore I'll let the, you know, that story in my head just run and run and run until I'm, you know, on a couch, you know, debilitated. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a choice, you know, not easy, not comfortable, not fun, not planned, not expected. But again, life happens. Boom. You get punched, you get kicked. Got it. Bad. I get it. What are you going to do now? And it's not, oh, can I do something to get over it quick? No. You do all you can. You might move that needle a little bit, or you might just keep that needle from not moving backwards. And that might be the greatest victory, is just not allowing that needle to move backwards. So again, not moving backwards to me is moving forward, especially when you're dealing with stuff. So I kept telling this client, I go, look, you know, and I've had these like 9 years. He knows my whole path. He knows who I used to be. We used to talk then. 9 years ago, I was a different me. And you fast forward, and I'm like, he knows me now. You know, he sees it clearly. He knows what I'm saying. And I'm like, there's nothing that worked out for me that's like, oh, and this is why. Nothing I wrote down. Nothing I planned out. Nothing I was working for. That's why at 52, I said, I'm going to stop pursuing all that stuff. Which, again, now you're focusing on you. And I did. And a lot of it was like, oh, here's how you're bad. Become aware. And then, okay, got it. You know, here's your flaws. You're aware of them. Now what are you going to do? It's like, well, I want to improve them. This is going to be yucky, uncomfortable, not fun, not quick, not easy, not enjoyable, but consistently enough to be rewarding. Like I said out in the past, breadcrumbs, breadcrumbs, you say it all the time. You just get just a little these pieces go, well, it's a little different, a little better, I'm going to keep going. And then I call them truths. It's like, oh, this is the truth. Like, this is a real, this is, okay, I'm onto something important here. Okay, all these little, and then again, little things done consistently. It's all kind of combined together in this success story. So, all excited about the year in review, the quote, sometimes the bad that happens in your life places you directly on the path of some of the best things that have ever happened to you. And the other quote was, how one deals with the test directly determines the outcome of the test. So that's kind of gets into the next little story here. So I'm like, you know, I wasn't thinking about recording the podcast, but I just was like, wow, ever since, you know, October, I've felt the same and I feel great. And this is, you know, this is wonderful. Like, I'm like, okay, like what a, you know, again, this has turned into a great year. I never would have experienced all the positive, all the good had, you know, the things happened, not happened. So I'm like, okay, looking different at life. I feel different, looking at things, you know, differently because of that, feeling great, feeling, knowing, believing, having faith that it's sustainable. And the best hadn't even happened yet. So I start noticing that Zen's doing better. Like, we would go on a walk, and he, you know, for 7-8 years, he would just trot. And, you know, I would, you know, in the morning when I would do a slow jog, but that's what we did. And then all of a sudden, I was like, well, he's not walking that much. He's not walking that fast. He's stopping more. So I was like, okay, even the slight run jog wasn't going to happen. So I just stopped and was walking. Then he'd walk really slow, and he'd stop a lot, and he'd smell a lot. And we'd walk a little bit, and he'd walk slow, stop, smell. I'm like, all right. And that was kind of this year. It was this, okay, this is where he's at. And then got, you know, the first knee surgery. So, you know, he was hurt for a bit and had surgery. And then, you know, we had to heal after that, so that's a long time, you know, carrying him up, down. And it wasn't like this conscious, because it didn't bother me anymore. Like, the first time he was hurt with his right paw, I was like, we can't go here and we can't go there. And I learned a valuable lesson. Zen just wants to be with you. He's fine. You know, lifts up his paw going, okay, this one doesn't work, what do you want to do today? And I'm like, oh, well, if he's got a great attitude, I should be able to kind of come up with so much of a little bit better of an attitude than I'm walking around with. And again, the first knee surgery, I, you know, kind of remembered that, knew that, got through it. So by the second one, I was like, fine, we don't do this. We don't go, you know, to the, what I would call it, say to, you know, Zen, we'd say, hey, we're going to go to the big beach, which was Rincon. Yeah, it's like an hour, half one way. And I'm like, you know, if he walks 10, 15 minutes, he's done. And, you know, I was still kind of carrying him up and down the steps for a little bit because I didn't know what he could do. And the walks were short and they were getting shorter. And we go to the Griffith Park and it was just like this inevitable kind of loop. And I could just tell this loop was getting smaller and smaller and smaller. I'm like, all right, we'll go and walk a little bit and then we'll just sit for an hour or half an hour or whatever. That's when I was stretching, doing the balancing. So I guess it's 2-3 weeks ago. All of a sudden we're walking, he's kind of trotting again. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. You know, he's got energy today. Didn't really think nothing of it. And then we'd walk later that day and he would kind of, you know, decide like, I want to go on this longer walk. And I'm like, wow, we walked twice already today. And well, he wants to walk further and he was walking fine. I'm like, oh, well, I'm like, this is dope. And then like he would start kind of playing and running and like he just tore after the ball one day that I threw at the park. And I was like, can you just not run all out? Like, can you temper that a little bit? Like, I'm like, oh my God, like every time he would just start, you know, playing, like he'd run into a puppy going, cool, let's get into some playtime. I'm like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And like, I'm like, stop him. And I pull him away and people are like, what's wrong? I'm like, he just had 2 knee surgeries. He's fine, but I don't want to like, hey, let's see how much he can handle. Cause again, he'd just get fired up for 5 minutes with a puppy and then he'd be tired. So he didn't need to do that. So I just kept pulling him down and, you know, taking him away and, you know, just keeping him kind of somewhat as much chill as I could. And I'm like, we'll just, you know, go on a longer walk. That's fine. We'll just go to like the hikes we did. So we go to Griffith Park and on one day he's like, oh, we're going to go this way, which is further. And I was like, wow. Next time we go there, we're going further. I'm like, we've not gone this way, this far in, you know, since before the first knee surgery. We're talking like months. And I just thought, look, he's going to turn 9. He's had 2 knee surgeries. This is like him now. He's slow and walks more and lays around in the park. And, you know, he's less active. And also he's just got, and I remember this one day, I remember we got up in the morning. He said, all this energy. And we get, like, you know, 4:30. So we go on this kind of big walk, and I stay up, and it's a little bit later, and I'm like, okay, it's like 8 or 8:30. I'm like, let's go to the park. And he's running, he's chasing the ball, and we come back. And then later that afternoon, I take him to, you know, Griffith Park, and we go on this big walk, and he comes back. I'm like, dude, you're going to sleep the rest of the day. And it's like 5 or 6, and he's like, pulls out this frisbee. He's like, let's play. And I'm like, wow. And then I'm like, okay. And a little bit later, like, you want to go, you know, go to the bathroom? He's like, yep. And I'm like, now it's like 6. I'm like, I was like blown away. I was like, I have no idea how you did today, energy wise. And it was just, the next day it was the same thing. And also I'm like, also I could feel it in my legs. I'm like, dude, we're walking more, we're walking faster, we're walking longer. You know, this one at Griffith Park, it's like the park walk. Like there's like 3 loops inside that. Then we go outside the park. Like we walk kind of back further. Then it starts going up this hill and it gets narrower. And I'm like, we have not been up there for a year. And here we are, and we did it. And I would call it like the biggest loop there, right up to the observatory. And I'm like, and he's trotting. And I'm like, and it's just hitting me like he's 7 again. You know, 7 going on 8. That's just how he used to be. You know, like, but this last year with the knee surgeries and, you know, he's hurt before and he's hurt, you know, during the surgeries, obviously. And then, you know, after he's got to heal and then the next one happens. So there was no time for me to go, I just want, I just need, I just hope, you know, Zenda, you know, do what he used to do. Not in my head at all. Because it was like this slow thing that was happening. And again, he's 8 going on 9. So I'm like, okay, it's, you know, it's 2 knee surgeries, it's arthritis, and he's fine, you know. All right, cool. Moving forward. And then I did this, and I just posted this, which will lead into the last thing I talk about today. But I filmed Zen and I walking past this Hollywood High School, and it was just not, you know, not on a leash and, you know, not helping him with the hip harness and, you know, not, you know, walking slow next to him, like him just doing his thing, looking for squirrels, the same walk we've done, you know, hundreds of times, but we haven't really done that long of a walk, so we don't really go that way anymore. And, you know, Zen's off a leash, but it's an invisible leash, and I'm kind of capturing that, you know, moment where he's just doing his own thing, but checking in with me and running up these steps on the Hollywood High School. And I was just like in this moment, and I just shared it. And I'm like, I'm just, here's a Zen update. Like I had no, like I was done. Like, I don't know, like a month after I said, Zen's fine. Thanks for everybody done. Like there's the last Zen update. Never thought, wished, hoped, prayed for. I just hope that he goes back in time physically. Like that would not even, you know, again, it would just, I'm not that dude. Like I'm not going to wish for something that's probably not going to happen and, you know, bring on frustration. So again, you flip that. And because I wasn't expecting it, wasn't hoping for it, wasn't thinking it, you know, it wasn't on the table at all. And it happened. And I post this and it was just like, I am incredibly grateful. And that's when I was like, there's the title. There's the title of the podcast. Just, I am, how's 2023? I am grateful. Like, that's it. I got here being, you know, thankful, expressing gratitude. You know, I built it. That's my foundation. But that how one deals with a test directly determines the outcome of the test, that I made up 30 years ago. And I'm going, okay, how did we do, Zen, in 2023? You know, physically, he had 2 knee surgeries, tore 2 ACLs, plural, came back. Both cost $6,000. And then you fast forward and it all worked out. I was hugged by, you know, my little world, found out all the wonderful, loving, caring people in my world. Didn't know, was unaware of that. The support, the unconditional love. I was just like, wow, I didn't know that that was accessible to me at all. And I was doing good before it. You know, I got through the first one, and I felt love. I felt some support. You know, some clients threw me some money. I got through it. I'm like, all right, made me a little stronger. I'm like, you know, Zen's okay. It's all I care about. Second one happened, and it was like, all right, let's get uncomfortable. Let's ask for help. And I'm like, all right, that worked out well. That, you know, you never would have felt how great you felt had you had not kind of in a way been forced to ask for help and realized it was okay. You know, it wasn't you being anything other than vulnerable, which makes you more and more, you know, real to other people. So to me, that was kind of like, okay, the end. You know, Zen's good. You know, we made it through financially, and we're good. But on the 21,448th day of my life, which is a Thursday, December 14th, I took Zen to Rincon. That was not in my head at all. Like, again, hour and a half drive to get one way. It's been two sometimes coming back, depending upon when I, you know, leave. But it's like, why would I drive that far if Zen's walking 10, 15 minutes and can't really go down the part where you go down the beach? Because where you park, where I park at this Carpinteria Bluffs, you know, it's like 10, 15 minutes to get to the bluffs where you see the ocean. And then you got to walk down to the beach, which you got to walk to the path, which is about 10 minutes. So you're about 20 minutes into the walk one way before you go down. And the down part's, you know, with water and rain and erosion, and there's rocks and stones. Like, it's kind of a, you know, it's not just this flat path going all the way down to the beach. So, like, why? Zen couldn't do it. It's too far to even walk. Like, why? You know, again, there's just no need for it. And I wasn't bummed. Like, again, I wasn't, you know, lost the passion for the land art and the stone stuff. And it was just like, it just kind of, you know, ended. You know, gas was expensive. Traffic was crazy. You know, there was high tide, no sand, you know, days when it wasn't windy. And I'm like, well, it's just not worth that trip. And then it's like, well, now Zen doesn't need to go there at all. So it's like, it was off the table, and part of that I accepted. And I was like, fine with it. It's like, yeah, we just don't. I'm like, because again, I was doing great. I've been doing great. And it's less and less I got to do, less and less I got to escape, get away, get out of this, you know, whatever I'm in. I'm like, now I'm fine. I'm enjoying this. I like what's in my head. I'm cool. I don't really got to go anywhere. I don't really got to do a whole lot. Like, I, you know, it's like I'm kind of playing this game of chess inside my head, and it's kind of peaceful and quiet, and I dig it. I'm like, all right, cool. And again, if Zen could, then, you know, maybe other things would pop into my head. I'm like, well, and again, I took him to Topanga, and that was the last time right before the second knee surgery, because that's where he tore it. So I was going there because we didn't really walk around or do a whole lot, but it was like, you know, 25 minutes, get up early, go there, hang out for a little bit, drive down the coast, maybe stop at another place. But it wasn't to walk around, play, run, do anything. It wasn't to be active. It was just like to go to the beach. So I'm training this client Thursday morning, December 14th, and this thing goes, you know, because it's kind of, you know, had to be kind of, you know, frugal as of late with everything going on. So I was like, okay, you got this, you got that. I'm like, well, you don't need to spend any money. You don't need to drive a whole lot. You know, don't do this and that. And I was like, again, all fine, not making big sacrifices or anything. But I'm like, I'm going to be done at 9. I got nothing to do the rest of the day. I feel great. I just checked the air in my tires. I just put some gas in, and gas went down like $1 a gallon. So I was like, you know, put in $40 and I almost filled it. I was like, oh, well, that's kind of cool. It was just kind of, and I thought, I don't really have to spend any money. I just, you know, and I'm not going to gather up my stuff because it's not like, oh, I'm going to spend the day at the beach. I go, if we get to the beach and walk around, I'll just turn around, walk back up, because the whole, you know, walking from the parking lot to the bluffs, from the bluffs down, all that's, you know, way, way, way plenty. Now, I knew Zen could do it. And that's the only reason I decided, like, or why I allowed it to get it in my head. And so, like, for like a end of the last 5-10 minutes of the session, I was like, you know, should I? So I check, and it's still not low tide. And I'm like, I don't really care. Like, it wasn't like, oh, I got to get, you know, Zen to the water. I'm like, no. I haven't done the drive in a year. I did it for like the whole COVID, like 3 years. I was doing like 2-3 times a week. And I don't know, maybe be kind of cool and chill. And I got into a good place with driving where I wasn't stressing or, you know, feeling like pressure. I was going to like be late or anything. I'm like, I'm good. You know, I know what I'm doing and I'm not in a hurry. And so I was just like this. Yeah. And again, with the new phone, I'm like, I haven't been there. It'd be cool to take some video and some pictures of Zen there. So I'm starting to kind of get all excited. And I get down with my client and I'm like, well, are you going or aren't you? And I'm like, go ahead, just go. Like, you can drive there and turn around and drive back. You know what I mean? Like, let Zen walk to the bluffs. Like, that's 15, 20 minutes one way and we come back. Like, that would be enough. And it was just like this pleasant little idea. I hadn't gone a lot. I hadn't been there in a lot. And I was like, I don't have to spend any money. Like, I didn't have to, like, spend a dime to get in my car and drive or come back. So I was like, okay, it's perfect for me. So the drive there goes fantastic. There's, like, get through a couple little spots, but also there's, like, there's just no traffic, and I'm driving slow, and I'm just like I was before. So, like, everything's just, like, wonderful. I'm just getting this good feeling. And then we get out, you know, Zen not unleashed, and we go down this, and I like walking this path through this field that gets you to the edge of the, you know, the bluffs. So it's like about a 10-minute walk. There's this little path, and I'm just excited because Zen's excited, and he's trotting. He's got a little bit of a bounce, and he's all excited to be back because he knows where we are, where we were going. I told him, you know, we're going to the big beach, and he got all excited. Like, I'm like, my dog, you know, remembers, and I know he knows where we're going. So, you know, he's walking, he's bouncing. So I start, you know, making a video of him. And I'm like, and it was just like, then it was done. I was like, this is the greatest day of my life. Like, I would have never guessed. Because again, you get a year of information about your dog who's just getting older. You're like, okay, that's where he is. Oh, I just hope he gets younger. I just hope he can do all those things physically that he used to be. It's like, no. Like, I can't do the things I used to do. So I'm not hoping one day I can do, you know, these crazy things I used to do, like in whatever, martial arts or whatever. So I'm just, at that moment, it was I wasn't even, like, calculating or going, okay, I'm going on record right now. I was just present. You know, it was like celebrating, you know, Zen walking by Hollywood High School, and I started recording him. Like, this is just dope. Like, look at him walk. Like, I was just present and enjoying Zen and the fact that we could walk again. And now I'm like, we're going Rincon. We're here. He's trotting. He's running. Like, he's got this bounce. He's smelling. He's looking around like he's just completely wide awake. Like, it was just so invigorating. I'm completely connected to Zen. And then we always walk to the edge and we look over and I go, like, oh, high tide. Like, there's just barely any sand at all. And I'm like, don't care. Because now we've got to walk to where we walk down. It's about like another 10-minute walk-ish, kind of along the railroad tracks on one side and then the ocean on the other. So I always kind of like that part of the walk as well. So when I'm thinking where we walked lately, we're not, you know, looking to our one side out over the ocean and, you know, hearing the waves and no one was around, and it was just like this wonderful, peaceful slice of heaven. So we get to the where you're just going to start walking down, and there's a little bit of a bluff there where you can look out. So I go up there, I take a couple pictures of Zen. It's like this beautiful day. It's nice, not cold. It just, and I'm like, it's the middle of December, and I'm at Rincon at the end of this year taking pictures of Zen. And again, just the heart overflowing. So we go down the walking path, which again, I made a video of it on Instagram. I know I'm going to post it. But, you know, it's this gnarly walk that I would have never, like, I remember going, there's no way he's walking down that. Like, I just remember at different times, like, if I would go to Rincon, there's no way I would allow him. He couldn't get back up. There's just no way. There's certain times you just kind of have to jump or, you know, get on your hind legs and step up or jump down or step off, and it's kind of gnarly terrain. I'm like, I wouldn't. Hey, Zen, let's test you. Let's see if this is too much for you. I'm, you know, not going to do that. And I'm just filming him. And I've filmed him before walking down these paths, but it was just a different dude filming a different dog on a different day in a different life almost. I was like the happiest guy because I just thought that was done. We're not coming here anymore. Nor am I going to film you here anymore. and definitely not going to take, you know, any advantage of my new phone's camera with you, because we're not going to be here with you. And I'm doing it. And I'm just completely present in the moment. And we get down to the bottom. And right when you hit the bottom, you're like, oh, the sand. Nope. It's just all these gnarly rocks. Like, we'd have to kind of hop down, skip some rock to rock stuff. And I'm like, oh, I'm not even like, they'll be like, well, pick him up. No, I wouldn't even pick up Zenit. So I'm like, okay, just, we don't need to do that. So I'm turning Zen around. He's like, what? Well, I knew he wanted to run on the sand. Like, I could just tell he wanted to just get to where I could just take off and run on the sand. And I'm like, nope, we're going back up. And he just starts trotting up. So I'm just watching him. And all of a sudden he does this little jump. And he jumps up on this other kind of ledge. And I'm like, what? Like, and again, I'm just so focused on him. Just so in the moment going, look at my dog. Like, my best friend is 6 or 7. You know, since he's kind of done this, you know, like, he turned 8, and it wasn't like we were doing stuff. We weren't walking longer. They were getting shorter and shorter. He's going from trotting to walking slow. We were going from going somewhere and walking around to going somewhere and laying down. So there's just like nothing in my head that was thinking, yeah, but maybe. Well, one day. So we walk back. I'm, you know, heart overflowing. I get back in. I'm like, driving home, don't care. And I punch in Waze, and it's like, you'll be home at 1 o'clock. And I'm like, left at 9:30, be home at 1. Greatest day of my life. Well, how can you say, what is? It just says, after this year, after what we've been through, for him to be physically better, and then right away it hits me. How one deals with the test directly determines the outcome of that test. That's my quote. And I'm like, how did we do this year? And I'm like, we got through it. I thought that was the victory. I thought that was the reward. I thought that was the gift. We got through it, and we feel good. We have the knowledge that we got through it. We have more strength because we got through what we got through, and we had all those rewards and all that unconditional love and support. I'm like, that's our reward. That's our gift. It's like, no. What do you mean, no? There's another one coming. Almost the end of the year. So it's just really like this exclamation point. I'm like, hey, how was 2023? Best year of my life. You didn't pause, Tom, to think. I'm like, don't gotta. What do you mean the greatest? Well, you got to go down really far to come up really high. And if you come up really high, then that's got to, you know, it you know, kind of gets up in the standings of top moments. Because I wasn't going, hey, this is this real, you know, 2 surgery, $12,000 a year. I really want to come back hard and at the end of the year go, yeah, I killed it. You know, and none of that is in my head at all. But at the end of the year, on December 14th, I'm at Rincon with Sen. And I'm like, it's like we haven't been there in a year. Now, again, part of me is like, oh, I love being back here because I haven't been here in a year. But I'm like, I didn't think we could. I didn't think Zen could. And Zen can, and he is. And it's not like, oh, we got lucky today. It's like, no, this is now an option again. Like, this is back on the menu. And it was just like this. My life, it just got better. And I'm like, I'm so glad I got clients that have listened to me talk for the last 8, 9 years, some 19-1. And I'm at this place, and these are the stories I'm sharing, these are the experiences I'm having. And I'm like, and I'm gonna end the year with this. Like, right away I came home, I'm like, you know, looking back on 2023, most challenging, most rewarding. And I'm like, that's what it is. If you're not challenged, how are you gonna get a reward? You know what I mean? If you're not tested, how are you gonna get that victory? Now, do we want to be really, really tested? No, we don't want it, but we're going to be. So if you kind of accept that we're going to be, and how you get through it, and who you are in it, who you are after it is on you, and then you take that upon yourself to be an opportunity, a blessing, a gift, that you have that chance versus no chance, you just walk that path a little differently. So again, I said after the second, you know, surgery, I was pretty clear you know, on, you know, get through it. Here's the focus. Here's, you know, what bad is, what bad isn't. So there was a reframing that went on. And then to me, there's a, oh, I reframed it. Now there's this shift. I have a different perspective. And I feel like I, you know, I kind of evolved a little more. Like I'm a little bit better version of me. So I think, you know, again, just a little bit better and a little bit, you know, more clarity and so on. So I'm writing in my journal. And so this is after. Oh, no, this is the Sunday before the Thursday. Yeah, so this is actually really cool. And I write. I want to write this right now. Maybe post it. I've been alive for 21,444 days. One of the ways I look at my life differently now is, oh, first of all, when I journal, I use like the third person. I'm like, you woke up this morning and you're thinking and you, but I wanted to write this differently because I wanted to write how it was in my head so I, you know, could transfer it if I wanted to post it or read it on the podcast. Because this is what I, oh, this is like a, I'm thinking it while I'm journaling it, so I'm going to write it down. But it's not, oh, I'm going to do it in the format of how I typically journal. So I've been alive for 21,444 days. That is one of the ways I look at my life differently now. I've reframed it. I don't really, oh, it's Sunday, it's Monday, I have this day off. I don't, it's all Groundhog Day to me. And I'm, you know, now I'm really appreciating it and love it. But, you know, haven't celebrated holidays, don't celebrate the birthday. I'm like, you know, that's how long I've been alive. 21,444 days. That's how I'm living my life. So to me, the word success meant like, you know, a family, owning a home, you know, a nice car, a new car, you know, a job that pays well. Like though, if you had those symbols, it was a representation that you were successful. Now without those, it was a representation that somehow, some way you weren't successful. And I just, you know, I think a lot of people just feel that way. You know, oh, I have a bunch of money, a big house, three cars, family. I've won. It's probably a struggle. They got challenges like everyone else. But outside looking in, we're like, oh, they're winning. Now, at different times in my life, I've experienced owning a home, being part of a family, you know, having money. You know, I've did that at different times. And then I wrote, but how was I? And right away, that's the point. It didn't do anything for me. I didn't feel successful at all. And even if I would have had all of them at the same time, I don't think I would have felt successful. And I wrote, the last 8 years, I've changed the most. Took a deep dive into myself, who I was, and what I wanted. Part of my success has been my ability to reframe the things in my life, focus on what I was in control of, what could I do. That became my focus. And again, to me, it was like, oh, I know what to pursue. I can pursue in it. I'm doing it. You know, I'm controlling the things I can control, obviously. And I'm like, what could I do, you know, physically? What could I do, you know, day to day? You know, I was like, oh, hey. And it was like automatically going, oh, well, you've never done that stuff and you've never felt good about it. So congrats, success. So what I wrote down, I knew what was gone, what was different, what was out of my control, and what I didn't have and what I couldn't do. So what could I do? Here's my success. A quiet mind, a peaceful life, the ability to be present. I mean, if they were in order, that might be number one. Acceptance of reality. The power and understanding that power of gratitude. And then just the ability to live one day at a time, moment by moment. So it was cool to me to to know how hard. And again, 58 turning 59, you're like, yeah, you didn't get anywhere quick. That's a fact. I didn't do anything that was fast, quick, or super easy. But when you get it, you're like, hey, you did something for 50 years and then it's different. You recognize it. You know what I mean? You get A for 50 years and then also one day it's B. You're like, hey, it doesn't take much to notice it being different. But then it's just not different. It's better. And again, to be like, oh, wow, my podcast is going to turn 9 at the end of 2023. I get to share this. Here's my message. I'm highly aware of how well I'm doing and what's going on. And I'm journaling. And now I'm journaling and then why I feel successful. It's like, that's just a different dude than I've ever been. So I'm going to get into a couple of sticky notes here. One of the greatest things about building that solid day, and I don't think I've shared this on the podcast, but it turned into like the Zen walk, half an hour. I got 5 or 6 things done during that half an hour while I'm walking Zen done, come back, make coffee, meditate, journal, and then I practice one of the things I'm working on. And I might have a client. If I don't, it's probably time to walk Zen again, eat, something like that. And all of a sudden, it'll be 10. So from 4 a.m. to 10 a.m., I got more done than I think most people. I got more done than I've ever gotten done. And now it's like, well, it's going to be kind of tough getting through the rest of the day because you don't really have the energy. You're kind of tired and it's 10 a.m. But again, walk Zen, run some errands, come back. It's 1, do something for a little bit, lay down for a little bit, kind of. That was now going to be the challenge. Hey, those afternoons get kind of tough. I'm like, cool. That's my battle. Because I felt so good. Because now I'm just banging out these mornings. Like, I'm not going, well, one day I wanted to, one day I didn't, one day I didn't feel like it, because it was kind of off, and I didn't pressure myself, I didn't critique myself, I didn't judge myself. I was, well, I did one day, well, I didn't for 2 days, well, I did one day, or I did, it was like, and then it just kind of clicked. It was probably all around time, around Zen's second knee surgery. Like, everything was kind of falling into place, and I was like, oh, this is a golden morning. Like, I could just count on it. Like, I wake up going, I know what I'm going to do, and in 2 or 3 hours, I'm going to feel great. Because I got that stuff done and I've been doing it every day. And it doesn't matter what I do the rest of the day. I was like, that's just power. Like, I just feel great. And then, a couple other things happened and I worked on a couple other things. And now it's November, December. So what am I doing? I'm already challenging myself because I'm not doing New Year's resolutions. I've never done them. I'm like, if you want to change something, change it now. Typically things I think about November and December. So I'm like, okay, write this down, write that down, challenge here, do this, do that. And then I decided one of my bigger challenges is I'm not going to share it. I was like, well, you always share. And I go, I know. But it's like, oh, I'm going to do this stuff. And then I'm going to have this outcome. Or people are going to see this thing. It's like, well, don't tell anybody and then see if they notice. Don't share what you're working on and see if anyone notices. And then you'll know if you're doing that or not. So it was like this, again, just in my head going, okay, here's a challenge. Here's a new challenge. You're not going to share. But I'll just share one. So 7, 8 years ago, I started going, I'm going to say thank you 10 times a day. And it was for my faith, my health, Zen's health. And then the next year I went to 20 times a day. Next day I went to 30 times a year, or 30 times a day. The next year I went to 40 times a day. And I think that's when I was like, oh, I'm going to add one right now. I'm going to be thankful for my faith, my health, Zen's health, and right now. Because I started feeling that. I'm present. Like, I'm starting to really understand what that is and the power of it. And I'm getting good at it and doing it consistently. And I'm like, okay, cool. So then it was the end of last year. Sometime last year, I added the 5th one, which is the newfound belief in me. And it really just was. Like, I'm like, you're doing pretty good. I think you might be able to do some of these things. So to me, it was like surviving. Like, oh, you got through that. Oh, you got through that. Oh, okay, that didn't kill you. Okay, that didn't take you out. All right, you're hanging in there. Way to go. It wasn't, again, that, oh, you're thriving. Oh, you're killing it. I kind of just lost my train of thought there for a moment. The solid day. Golden morning. And then a couple days ago, I wrote, and that's the dope thing. That's another victory. I go, oh, you have a free day tomorrow. Okay. Wake up. You have no clients today. I'm like, okay. Like, that used to all of a sudden be like 50 pounds on my chest. I'd wake up and I'd be immediately aware. You have no clients. You're not making any money. Then the questions, what are you going to do? How are you going to deal with it? What are you going to do all day? How are you going to, do anything? What, you're going to spend money? Just right away, conversation, dialogue, movies, scenarios. All this stuff would happen and it would just drain me. And then it would be like, oh, I'm just going to sit here and, watch a movie or watch TV or zone out or whatever. And then it would be later on in the day and I'm like, oh, I didn't do anything. And I'm like, now I'm struggling not to beat myself up for not doing it. I'm like, gone. All that noise, all that chaos, gone. All that dialogue, all that make-believe, all those pretend movies, all that monkey mind stuff, just gone. Nope, I get up, I do this, and then I come back and I do. And then the thing, like daylight savings time switched, and I was getting up 5:30, all of a sudden I'm getting up 4:30, and was Zen. And he'd kind of wake up. Sometimes it was 3:30, and I kind of just going, all right, instead of like, you need to get back, just stay up. And it just shifted. I was like, all right, come back, make coffee, meditate, journal, do this, do that. It's like, okay, now, I was like, and all of a sudden I've got, and there's another quote I just thought of, but there's this thing like, when you start, working out, I'm going to start working out, it's probably going to seem impossible. As I get to the point where stopping would be impossible. And that kind of like got little chills. I'm like, I like that. And it's like now, solid day, not stopping. Golden morning, not stopping. Like the golden mornings outweighed the whole day thing. So I might not make it. If it's 4 a.m. and I'm done at 10, I'm not going to beat myself up. I don't do anything else the rest of the day. That's 6 hours. And it's 6 hours of me, doing quality stuff. I feel great. I accomplishing what I need to accomplish, getting what I need to be, finished. And, I just good. I'm good. It's like anything happens more positive later in the day, icing on the cake. Total bonus, but I don't need it. I don't care. So I'm not judging myself. I'm not critiquing myself. I don't have expectations. If I, don't really journal great, if I don't really meditate great, I don't care. And then all of a sudden I was challenging myself and I'm like, wow, like I like this. It's like, I was like, I bought a new car and it's autopilot and I'm taking advantage of that because now I'm doing this and this and that. And you're like, that's like a different experience. And again, that's what I keep saying. That's what I keep selling. How I got here, I've shared. Now that I'm here, I'm experiencing a better existence now than I ever have. That's what I'm selling. Come to my well by the water I well. So again, it was like a no more free day anxiety. There's no more of that little stress. There's no more of that little, monkey mind creating all that noise in my head. It's like, oh, free day. Like, it doesn't matter. I do the same thing. If I got a client at 9, my 4 to 9 is the same. If I got a client at 8, my 4 to 8 is the same. If I got a client at 7, my golden morning from 4 to 7 is exactly the same. I might have to shift this or that, but it's like, so come 10, 11, every morning, I'm like, I'm good. And I got the rest of the day. All right. Then we got, so this is kind of cool. So, I've been kind of frugal with my money and I didn't think I was going to have, rent for December. And I did. And I had that early. And I remember the next couple of days I wasn't, having money coming in. And again, I have an envelope of cash, but I'm like, oh, I don't want to go in that. So I'm like, just making myself just kind of get through it. Like, do you need to buy that today? Can you wait? Pay that bill, but not that bill. So I'm just doing a little bit of that dancing right now. And again, it's fine. And I don't care. So I go to Ralph's, the grocery store, and I always go to the self-checkout. And I'm there, and I ring this thing, and it says, see the attendant. And I always see this, two, three of the same little Hispanic women that are working that area. And I said, oh, something happened. She came over, pushed some buttons. I go, thank you. She walks away. And then I get almost to the end, and I push it and it's like, do that. And I'm like, what is going on? So she comes over, she fixes it again. And then I look and I'm like, okay, I just need these three little things. And I just need it to be under this much money, but I need a 10. I need a $10 bill just to add to my add to my rent. So it all happens, and then I get the total. I'm like, oh, cool. I'm gonna have, you know, 10 and some change. I go, this worked out kind of cool. It's like, that's all I cared about. It was like 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning, and it was like, okay, I just need a 10 for rent. I can pay rent early. I'm like, that's cool. I go, you did it. Like, you wanted to run this errand, pick this up, buy this thing, and then go to the store and buy a couple of this and just have a 10. So I did. So I'm like laughing in my head, smiling. But in that same moment, I'm like, you know, kind of messed up at the checkout thing like twice. So I turned to the lady and I'm just kind of giddy, you know, and I go, you'd think this is my first time. And I laugh and she laughs. And all of a sudden she goes, you know, there's this guy here before. And he was just like, you know, why is this thing doing this? And he was just like, and she goes, look, you know, you got to do this A to get B. And he's like, I did it. And he's just like, you know, kind of struggling. She was kind of telling the story. He's like, look, I'm not trying to make it harder on you. I'm trying to help you, but you're doing it, you know, wrong. And I just laughed. I go, and again, I'm like in this good place and in this good mood. And I laugh because I'm like, that would have been me. Right away, I get the guy. Like, what's going on? I'm in a hurry in this dumb machine. I'm like, and I go, you know what? I go, usually in those moments, it's us and we don't want to, you know, see it. And she kind of laughs, and I kind of laugh. And I go, and then she, and it was just great because I'm like, I wouldn't have got this. And she goes, yeah. And sometimes the machines aren't perfect. And I just started laughing. I go, of course they're not. They're, you know, they're going to make mistakes. And it's like, that's like, you walk in and go, okay, this checkout register better not make any mistakes or I'm going to, you know, have the worst day ever. And I'm going to yell at people. I was like, what? Like, you have that much expectation, you know, that this thing has to work perfectly or it's going to wreck your day. Like, again, think about being flexible, not rigid. And that was totally rigid. So I just start chuckling when she says this. And she looks back and she goes, yeah. And it wasn't his first time here either. And I just lost it. Like, I'm just laughing and I'm gathering my stuff and I'm walking out going, I'm laughing out loud, which I don't do much of. Because of this wonderful conversation I had with this little Hispanic lady working the little self-checkout area. And it was because I was so grateful about just getting a 10, getting everything I needed to be done and going, I get to go home and I'm like, I've accomplished all I needed today. But because of that joy, I allowed that moment to happen. And then I remembered, you know, this other one, this little, it was a different one, but another little short Hispanic woman working the same area. This one's Anna. I remember her. I see her a lot. And there was some guy like making noise walking out and the alarm, you know, like the little alarm detector goes off. And I'm like, woo, woo, woo. And he's just like starts yelling. Right away, I get, all right, what's up? Like, I'm aware. Like, do I need to go? Like, I could just tell. Do I need to go over there? Do I need to help? Do I need to be involved? And in that moment of me just not catching, you know, my thoughts. And again, this is like 0.00 seconds. This little Hispanic lady, Anna, turns around. She goes, got nothing to do with me. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's part of my life quest is get to the point where I don't need to, you know, again, the parking lot. Who's parking there? What's it got to do with you? Is it parked behind you? No. Then shut up and get in the house and be thankful. And so, again, I love that I'm present and have those wonderful little moments. Because, again, that affected my whole day. I came home. I wrote a sticky note. I go, I'm going to share that story on the podcast. Almost done. Where are we at? Almost an hour. We're at an hour right now. All right. Let's wrap it up, Mr. Big Winded. I wrote down, I've achieved the best me. Why wouldn't I want that for you? And it was right after I trained a client. Like, you know, I've had these clients, you know, anywhere from, you know, I think the earliest is 4 or 5 years, all the way to 19 years. So I'm like, they all kind of have seen me change and grow. And some, you know, may listen to the podcast. But, you know, again, there's my journey verbalized. But this now, whatever I'm saying to my clients now, they're like, oh, he's not guessing. He's not just sharing his, you know, 2 cents. He's done it. He's walked the walk. Now he's talking the talk. He's telling you what he's done, how he's gotten here, and what you need to do it. Done. 2-2-4. It's on you. Nobody else. You want to allow yourself to sit there? It's a choice. You want to allow yourself to not do things? It's a choice. You want to allow the bad to sit in your head? Choice. It's on you. And they're like, yeah, he's just that way because he wants for us what he's achieved, what he's attained. You know, his fruits of his labor, kind of vibrant, kind of big and juicy. And he's like, look, this is all I would want for you, especially if you're paying, you know, me. And then it was just this tie-in with another client. I'm like, you want to be the best dad? Be the best you. I've said that, you know, you want to be the best wife? Be the best you. Want to be the best, you know, employee? Be the best you. You want to be the best boss? Be the best you. I mean, hand in hand, people. Hand in hand. Love this. I love that I go, oh, I'm going to share the last podcast of the year, and I'm pumped because I feel great. You know, when I started this podcast, there was no light at the end of the tunnel. There was no vision of me being anywhere near this. I don't get a bunch of comments, you know, on social media, on podcasts at all. So maybe they mean more when I get them. But this I loved, because I'm going to bring that all the way around about reframing. And I said, what success was. And it was on a podcast. And it said, your ability to be present is success. And it was like, I got that right away. It's like, you know how hard it is to be present? That just doesn't naturally happen. And to consistently do it, and then to become like just automatic and part of how your life functions is being present. So I posted this video of Zen. Now again, I haven't even posted the video of Zen at Rincon. But this day it was just like, I was filming him, and it was just like, this is like old days. Like, he walks over there, I'm over here. He kind of runs after some squirrels. He stops, he checks out. And then again, we got the invisible leash, and he kind of gave me this look. And then he kind of went up over the steps, and I was down lower than he was. And I knew we were meeting up, but I'm like, I can capture all this stuff and show people, like, this is how we operate. This is how we roll. Like, no leash. He does what he wants, but he's always by me, and he's always close by, and he's always checking in, and he's always got an eye on me. And I'm like, you know, again, we walked slowly around a block. So we're out 3-4 blocks away going on a, you know, mile or two walk, and he's, you know, trotting. And I'm just filming it because I'm, again, giddy and happy. So I post it. And I'm like, you know, amazed. Wasn't, you know, hoping for, looking for a later update where I'm like, guess what? Zen did get physically better. Like, you know, I was done. And I'm like, but it happened. And I'm like, you know, I wrote, I am grateful. So this woman on Facebook who's became pretty cool. Like, she's a pretty, I don't know, I would consider someone that's been so kind, like a friend. Never met her, never talked to her. Don't know her. But she's replied quite a few times and said some really cool things, and I know she's working on herself, and I love that. Like, I just get it. You know, you start working out, and in 5 seconds, I know what you're doing. You kick, and in 5 seconds, I know if you can kick or not. You start talking, and within about 30 seconds, I'm going to know where you are in your life, what you're focused on, what you're sharing. If I meet you for the first time, what comes out of your mouth is hugely important. You start complaining, I just met you, see ya. So Tracy comments on the video of Zen and I rolling through Hollywood. One of the most beautiful videos I've ever watched. I get that time passes and we all change, but what strikes me is the appreciation of the current moment and thanks for the past moments that we have enjoyed with Zen. An amazing pair. I've read this thing a few times. It never hit me like that. It was weird how things will hit me at a moment. I mean, I loved this. I knew I loved it, but it never made me cry. Oh. An amazing pair. I am. I'm thankful. I'm just thankful reading this. You know what I mean? Like, I knew who I was for 50 years, you know? Okay. An amazing pair. I am forever amazed at the human moments you uncover to bring forth the realization of the present. I get it. I appreciate you, Tom, and appreciate you what you bring into my life. Rarity of someone who really gets it. This is life. Let's feel it. Thank you, Tracy. And again, I just loved it when I wrote it, because the thing was like, hey, you're going to challenge yourself. And November, I was like, okay, do this, start doing this. And, you know, I posted on the one leg balancing stuff, like on the BOSU, like crazy hard stuff. I'm like, so there's just ways I started like physically challenging myself. But the other ones, mental, spiritual, I'm going to, you know, keep those ones to myself. And that was kind of part of the challenge. And one, I was like, all right, you know, don't share how you're going to challenge yourself, because you're challenging yourself now day to day to become a better you, to evolve and to become a better version of you. So why don't you just not tell people what you're going to do? See if people notice. So for this woman to comment on my ability to be present when I wasn't even, you know, that video wasn't like, look at me, I'm in the moment and I'm enjoying my dog. But, you know, it wasn't. It was just like, oh my gosh, like, look at my dog got younger. Like, I posted, hey, surgery, hey, need help, hey, he's feeling better, hey, he's doing better, hey, he's healed, done. Not, hey, he's going to turn 9 in a month, but he's like, he's 7. Like, I mean, it was just me like going, hey, I got a birthday cake and here's a picture of it. Not, hey, I know you've been watching me. Are you noticing how present I am? And I think that's why it touched me so much, is because I wasn't like thinking that. I wasn't there, but I'm like, but someone noticed it. Someone I'm aligned with, you know, someone who, like she says, who gets it. And because she gets it, like when she speaks, when she replies, I'm like, oh, I get it. She understands. She's aligned. She knows what I'm talking about, because she's putting in the work. She's thinking those thoughts. She's diving deeply. You know what I mean? Like, she's not looking at other people and blaming them. You know, she's looking at herself in the mirror. And that's why I know she understands. And so when someone like that, who's on that same path, says, I recognize your ability to be present. And then I replied to her, what I shared with you guys. I have reframed the word success, and particularly to be completely directly correlated to my ability to be present. Like, you are successful, Tom, at 58 because you can do this. Done. Not, and this, and this, and this, and even though, and just, no, just, that's it. Like, died right now. I'm like, I mean, I don't know for sure exactly how he's saying it, but I just know, like, the thought in the front of my head is like, dude, this was great. I'm, all right. You know, I'm up in heaven going, dude, those last 3 years, especially that last one, and November 14th when I went to Rincon, and then that message I got from Tracy about being present, touchdown, I won. Touchdown, I won. That's the first thought I have if I died right now. Come to my will by the water I sell. You are worth it. Hello, and welcome to your last Pro-You moment of 2023. Stoked that you are here, and I mean that. You've been coming every time, you've been showing up every time, you've been deeming yourself worthy, you've been focusing on little things done consistently like this Pro-You moment. Love you. Just love you. Let us begin to control that which we can control. Seated, legs folded if you can, eyes closed, neutral neck, shoulders over the hips. Navel tucked into the spine. We'll draw the inhale through the nose. We'll allow it out the mouth. We'll control that ebb and flow. We'll slow it down. We'll maintain that calm ebb and flow by staying connected in this moment, mind and body. Anything else enters space between your ears, kindly, calmly ask it to leave. Return to your breath. Do this to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Bravo. Congratulations on doing exactly what you need to be doing. And ending the year, doing the last pro-you moment. Bravo. That's what you need to do. That you need to keep doing. And again, I can't just stress the importance of repetition. If I had a skill when I was a child, it was that. It was just, I could just do things again and again and again. Cut grass 7 different yards, you know, or how many yards, and just, you know, cutting grass is pretty monotonous, and you go to the next yard, and you do the next yard, the next yard, the next yard, and a week later you go back and you cut the grass and you cut the grass. And then I started going to high school and hit a tennis ball against the wall because there was a blue line. I had one tennis racket, one tennis ball, no music. It's better than being at home. weights, lifting, working out, repetition, karate, kicking, repetition, personal journey, repetition, personal growth, repetition, becoming aware, repetition, becoming present, repetition, becoming thankful, repetition. And I just, you know, again, there was never like this deep, deep belief that one day it's going to work out. I see the light at the end. I know where I'm headed, even though it's hard. There was no light. There was no belief that where I was headed was going to work out. But somehow, some way, I got to where it just was like, okay, here's a little light. It feels a little different and it's a little better. What if I kept going? And that was my ability. I was like, I can keep doing something if it's working. I just be repetitive. Because that's how you get good. And now we're almost into, you know, year 9 of the podcast. And I've expressed verbally the journey I've taken. But the journey that's gotten me here to the best version of me. Looking at life differently than I ever have. Owning that I did that because it was on me, like it's on you. Peace and God bless.